By the way, your hyper announcer is a little overwhelmed right now. Music pumping, players here, right. QB1 wearing that 8 on the other side of the field. Right. I mean, this is really cool.
Kurt, he's great, man. He's everything that you can want in a quarterback.
Great leader on and off the field. You know, out there he commands the huddle, and it's pretty cool to see.
Kirk has come in here since day one, and he's made it easy on us as receivers. You know, he loves the game of football. He's passionate about it, and that makes it easy as a receiver when you have a guy like that as a leader.
A lot of energy. A lot of energy. He wants to be great, and he works each and every day to become the best player he can become.
I think as a seventh-year player now, you have a real freedom to just be yourself and to not take a back seat and to just be vocal and within reason, you know, be a leader, step up, and let your voice be heard.
You know, when you go to a new place and all the players are new, all the coaches are new, the install's new, the snap count's new, everything is different. And, you know, it just takes some time. But I think he's doing a good job developing all those.
Well, you know, I think right now all we can do is have great OTAs, and that's where our focus is. And so I'm enjoying going out and competing against a very talented defense. And then to play alongside the guys I'm playing alongside is a lot of fun. And we'll see what that leads to this fall, but it's great for me as a player to continue to develop and, you know, learn all the things that have become the Viking way of doing things.
The last week, of course, you weren't here. Was that a conflict or a statement or anything like that with your contract?
No, I was hoping to get something done before OTAs, protect myself, get an injury, like insurance policy. And that took like a week to get situated. So got that, and now I'm good to go. My focus is here with the team and getting better.
Was that any big deal as far as you're concerned, him missing the first week?
No. It's voluntary, and he was able to take care of what he needed to take care of, and then we moved on.
You know, Zay, Trey, even the new guy, Mike Hughes, he's doing well. And I told him that today. I was like, man, you look like a pro.
Yeah.
A little bit. The way he's practicing and the way he's just, he's going about it and he's carrying himself. And that's a good thing to see out of young players.
No doubt about it. They're a very unselfish group. Really, I think the unit as a whole, they're grabbing these young guys and trying to help them through this process and accept the information as quickly as possible.
You know, he's got excellent acceleration and quickness. Very wants to learn, you know, all the time.
You know, like any young player that comes in here, they don't have the time in college to teach them a lot of the techniques that we have the time to teach them here. So he's been being taught the stuff on how to track it correctly, how to catch it correctly, and he's got all the ability in the world, and he's starting to really put it all together. So he's got a great opportunity to compete for that job as well.